reviewing our cattle markets, and reviewing what the market movers are. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. John Heimberg is with Total Farm Marketing based out of Great Bend, Wisconsin.
Yeah, cattle market this morning, another nice triple-digit gain. The technical buying is part of this, too. We're kind of in a cycle the last couple of weeks. We buy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wait for cash trades, soften up going into the end of the week, and we start the cycle over as we go into the next week. So we'll see if that's kind of the pattern again. We did have a pretty big drop in retails. Choice carcasses down 307 at midday today. So, but the market just doesn't seem to want to take that into account here. There's just a lot of chatter out there. Packers are buying even lighter weight cattle. They just need cattle on the floor to get some meat in the cooler. You know, we also got cattle inventory report on Friday. We got cattle on feed report on Friday. You know, we're going to just get some more confirmation that those cattle numbers are out there. And the biggest thing about the cattle inventory report is, are we going to be rebuilding this cow herd, which is at a 64-year low?
Of course, the USDA's cattle and feed report and inventory report both come out after the markets close here this afternoon. So Monday morning, we'll digest both of those reports.
Yeah, it is. And the market prices it in its intentions, but we'll see what Monday always brings after those reports.
How about those hog markets, John?
You know, I like that hog market right now, especially that August contract a little bit here as cash is kind of king and supporting that market up. And the index is trading over the August, getting tighter in the life of that August contract. At least keeps a little support in. You know, there might be some decent value in those deferred contracts, especially if August starts pushing up into that 108 handle.
And John pointed out the news between the U.S. and a Japan trade agreement helped out some of the grain markets.
Other than that Japan one, the two are trade deals that may have the most impact on beans is Indonesia and the Philippines. They've kind of helped out the soybean meal market. Those actually stated purchases of meal as well as beans.
Definitely helping out our markets. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.